on today's episode of May the Record Reflect.
I believe that we are responsible for each other. I believe that above all things is love. I believe that we all have gifts and talents and are unique in those gifts and talents, but those gifts and talents are meant to be shared.
Welcome to May the Record Reflect, the brand new podcast of the National Institute for Trial Advocacy. I'm your host, Marcy Buckmelter, Senior Content Editor at NITA. And in this mini-series that kicks off our podcast, we thought the timing was perfect for bringing attention to the National Celebration of Pro Bono. So what is that? The National Celebration of Pro Bono is a week-long salute to all things pro bono, and it spotlights the good work that lawyers, paralegals, and law students make to the greater good in the spirit of volunteerism. Legal organizations across the country host a variety of events to recognize their pro bono volunteers and to highlight opportunities for public service in our profession. And for us here at NITA, this was a great way for us to catch up with a few of our faculty members who have distinguished themselves this past year by having donated 100 or more hours of volunteer time teaching at NITA programs. In today's episode of May the Record Reflect, I'm talking with Stephanie Ledesma. She is an American attorney, law professor, educator, associate dean of the Thurgood Marshall School of Law Experiential Education Program, and one of NITA's national faculty members. With more than 20 years of law practice in her back pocket, Stephanie also has been very active in curriculum development for legal professionals, legal agencies, and law schools. And importantly, as we talk today about volunteerism, she devotes time to her state bar and serves the profession on local, state, national, and international platforms, and she volunteers within her community. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us today, and welcome to May the Record Reflect.
Marcy, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. I'd like to start by asking you what type of volunteer work you do.
The focus of my volunteer work is one that serves attorneys who are working in public service arenas. And more specifically, I work really hard to ensure that my experience and the things that I've learned, the things that I've grown in, are able to be shared on a platform with other trial attorneys and other people who are providing public service to people in need.
So what type of cases do you take on then in a pro bono capacity?
My experience, so for the last 22 years, I've been a trial attorney focusing on family law issues, but specifically I have focused in the area of child abuse or child neglect cases.
You mentioned that you are starting to teach at international programs for NITA. Could you describe some of that work that you're doing?
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. This summer, I had the opportunity to travel to Namibia, Africa, with the Honorable Judge Ann Williams and a team of other judges and attorneys who were volunteering as well. And what was so amazing and life-changing about that experience was I recognized that I am a member of a much larger tribe of service providers. I understood domestically that public service attorneys, legal aid attorneys, attorneys who were representing and working with populations in our communities that needed those services desperately but could not afford those services, I recognized what I had in common with those warriors and those soldiers and those social engineers. But until I crossed the borders with Judge Ann Williams, I didn't realize that globally, we are the same people. We are working for the same cause. We're doing the same work. And I was energized to a different level with that experience.
I've often heard that that kind of comment that you've made about how the work that we are doing in emerging democracies is really inspiring and promotes the rule of law like no other.
Absolutely.
So on that note, can you tell me why you think public service matters?
Absolutely. And public service matters because public service is a platform where we share, where we give, where we learn, and to me, where we grow. And the reason that this is so important to me, I actually call this my call, is because I believe that we are responsible for each other. I believe that above all things is love. I believe that we all have gifts and talents and are unique in those gifts and talents, but those gifts and talents are meant to be shared. And I have found that public service is the best platform for me to share, for me to learn, for me to give, and for me to grow. And it is the air that I breathe. That's how important it is.
Yeah. Well, I love hearing about love. We don't talk about it enough.
We assume it. And I think that becomes the problem because we're not intentional with it. And public service allows us to be intentional about it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So, public service, you are one of the faculty members at NIDA who has donated at least 100 hours in teaching time to us over the past year. Can you describe what makes you choose NIDA over any other nonprofit you could have volunteered those 100 or more hours to?
Yes, 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 please. As I hear you say that, I have this just really dorky grin on my face because, why NIDA? What I learned about NIDA so many years ago is NIDA is interested. NIDA's plan, NIDA's mission is to ensure that the people who are doing the work of other people have the tools, have the resources, have the strength, and have the support that they need. It is a coming together of like minds and like hearts. It is not a platform where it's cookie cutter. We might not all have the same political philosophies. It's extremely diverse, so we definitely don't have the same experiences or maybe even the same backgrounds or maybe even the same perspective. But what we share is a love for working for and working with others. And NIDA does that like no organization that I've ever encountered, ever.
That's great. On May the Record Reflect, it's nice to end on an even lighter note with our signature sign-off question. So I hope you won't mind indulging me. I would love to know what you would do with $1 million.
How amazing is that? Whoa. So I'm getting excited just the thought of it. What does that even look like? It's probably all digital, right? It's okay. With $1 million, what would I do? I would establish a fund that supports training of legal professionals to meet the needs of underserved communities. I would really, really, really want to ensure that that money is used to prepare and equip generations and generations and generations of people who understand the importance of working together to accomplish goals that benefit all of us.
That sounds good.
Yeah. You know, working to understand that we look different, we have different beliefs, we have different perspectives, but we all matter. We're all important, and none of us should ever be left behind. And if I could find a way to channel $1 million to support that cause, I believe that that would be money well spent.
Agreed. Well, may the odds be ever in your favor.
I am going to take that from your mouth and run with it.
Well, Stephanie, your life is jam-packed, and I still don't know how you wedged in time to talk to me today. So I just want to thank you once again for giving Nita so much of your time.
I look forward to it. And I tell you, it's a joke that anytime Nita calls, I have a bag packed and ready to go. So any opportunity to serve, and if I'm working with Nita, then I'm in.
All right. Well, we really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for shedding light on the work that volunteers do, because without it, we couldn't do anything.
That is absolutely true for Nita. Please visit nita.org and click on programs to learn more about the life-changing trial skills courses that Nita offers, where you might just get a chance to be coached by Stephanie Ledesma herself. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. May the Record Reflect is a Nita Studio 71 production.